Hello, everyone, and welcome to Parks on Record, the internal podcast for the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. My name is Matt Noble. I'm your host. Thanks for being here. Hope you're well. Today is May 12, 2020, and this is episode 5 of the podcast. And on today's episode, I speak to Alexis Grambo, who is the agency production coordinator, aka the maven of all things park signage. And I speak to Alexis really about what the deal is with the sign program. And I know this has been a hot topic over the last nearly year here with the agency. Many people have been asking that same question, what's the deal? So I finally had time to sit down with Alexis again over a virtual chat to learn what the sign program is today and her plans for it tomorrow, and really all other days in the 21st century. So please stick around for that. Hope you enjoy it. But as always, if you want to jump around and hear what you want to hear, check the show notes. Everything's in there, but before we get to the interview, I have a small bit of housekeeping to talk to you about. All right, so for housekeeping for the podcast for this week, it's again that age-old topic of the delivery system for this podcast, and I know I've been talking a lot about moving to a different platform, but unfortunately, I think we're going to need to pump the brakes on that for the time being for a few reasons, mainly because of the pandemic and costs associated with that platform and some other kind of logistical things that I have not figured out yet as far as keeping the podcast private and internal. So unfortunately, we are sticking to this web distribution for the podcast here on Anchor for the time being, which isn't necessarily a terrible thing. I mean, Anchor is pretty good in my opinion. I think they have a decent web player, but also in an attempt to just give you more options to listen to the podcast, I have placed all of the back episodes as MP3 files on G Drive. So just look up the G Drive podcast folder and they're all split up by episodes and you'll find the MP3s in there and you'll find transcripts of all the interview portions as well. So if the web player isn't really your deal, you can always just download the file, stick that on your phone, or, you know, download the file and play it locally off your computer, however you want to do it. And hopefully that kind of bridges the gap a little bit as far as a convenient listening goes until we can kind of figure out how to keep the podcast private and internal, but also publish it on some podcasting platform so you can listen on your favorite podcast player. It's kind of a thorny problem, and it's what I've been telling you about as a thorny problem for the last, I want to say, every episode of this podcast, but I think we are definitively hitting pause for the time being, and yes, pun intended, hitting pause in the time being to move the podcast to another platform. So hopefully that covers all the bases. If you can't listen for some reason and you want to, I guess let me know. Although, if you can't listen, would you be hearing this? I'll think about this later off mic. Either way, up next is the interview, so stay tuned. Today I'm joined by a coworker of mine who joined the agency in November 2019, and she's actually coming up on her 6 months as a production coordinator with us here in ComDiv. And so that basically means that she handles a lot of our sign orders and a couple other things, and I invited her today to talk about all of that fun sign stuff. So Alexis Grambo, hello and welcome to the podcast.
Howdy.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I appreciate you taking the time. We're recording this in the first couple of days of May when the parks have just some of the parks have just reopened. So I know you've been extremely busy helping out with signs and flyers and other things, correct?
Yes. It's an understatement. We've been swamped.
So I've heard. Well, yeah. Well, again, I appreciate you kind of walking us back and kind of talking about the sign program as a whole and where it's been and where it's going. So I guess to start, I kind of want to learn slightly more about you and inform our listeners. So I would like to know what drew you to this position back in the fall of 2019. Like what about OPRD and signs made you want to say yes to the dress? In this case, the dress being the job.
Oh, I love that. So I moved here from Utah back in the summer of last year. And I was actually working for state government in Utah beforehand. So when I came here, I knew that I wanted to work in government in some area. So I was searching through the websites for quite a while. And I found this position. And it called for somebody with a art background, which I have, and kind of really focused heavily on an admin support type role. So requests coming into ComDiv, I would help organize those and support the team. And it was kind of funny because when I looked at the job, it had all this really great explanation of the admin support section. And then like the last two bullets were the sign program, which turned out to be this giant monster that we didn't expect it to be. So it was kind of surprising getting in here that signs kind of took over my job for quite a while there. So.
Okay, so you're in the job and you're kind of learning the ropes and figuring out, because I mean, not only did you have to kind of learn the agency culture, and then you had to learn basically the background of the sign program. So I guess as you were kind of learning how signs worked at OPRD in those first couple weeks and months, what were some of the main challenges for you? Like how steep was your learning curve?
It felt like I was climbing a mountain with like no gear. I'll be honest, it was probably the steepest task that I've ever dealt with. It was hard because my predecessor had retired prior to me coming on, so I didn't have time to train directly with someone, and there was no step-by-step list of how the order process went here at Parks, and it's pretty strict the way things have to go about. And I've been in a production environment before and had a lot more flexibility, so that was an interesting thing to learn. I didn't have any contacts with OC&E. They produce all of our signs. I didn't have any contacts at ODOT, which we have to work with them quite a lot. there was no digital records of any past orders, so people would reach out to me and be like, hey, I put in this order a couple months ago, and the only resource I really had was this giant filing cabinet with all of its records in there in a way that didn't make sense to me in the beginning at all, mostly because I'm new to the state, so I don't really know the park names. I don't know any employee names, really, starting out. And then all of our sign orders were also being faxed to OC&E. So the fax machine was actually located upstairs in headquarters. So
we have a
it took
fax
me a
machine?
While to find it. Yeah, we do.
Didn't know that.
Up in, yeah. So I luckily Mary has been such a huge help, and she would go and grab them for me and bring them to me because I was very lost there in the beginning. And our sign manual hasn't been updated really a full update since 1998. So a good portion of it is no longer in use. Like they talk about the, I had a lot of records about the Parks and Prison program. I don't know when that stopped being a thing, but it hasn't been a thing for a while. So there were some other complications too. Like I learned just kind of on the fly, like OC&E has a limit to their file sizes they can receive over their email servers. So I would send them things thinking I'd send an order through, and then like a day later I'd get an undeliverable email and it would say, oh no, it didn't send. And I was like, wait, what? I think one of the truly hardest things that I kind of came into in this job was there was a surprising amount of hostility towards the program when I started. I wasn't expecting that. Within my first couple months, I got chewed out like multiple times over email and phone for things that really I had no control over, but that was probably the hardest thing in the beginning. Now, not a big thing. I feel like people are starting to know me and it's a little bit easier, and I'm able to understand the program more. So when people call and have questions, I can actually answer their questions now, whereas before I'd be like, I gotta look it up.
Do you think the hostility was born out of just people didn't understand the reality of this, like the reality of the program and kind of where it was at as far as its transition period and you learning? Or do you think it was like an animosity built up over a long period? Like maybe they had a bad experience years prior or something?
Yeah, and it could have been a number of factors. I think one of the biggest things was just there wasn't a lot of communication within the science program. So I don't feel like a lot of people really knew a lot of the process. It's been interesting to try and bring this program up into more of 2020, the year 2020, where it felt like it was working really well for my predecessor, but now with the way things are now, we gotta move it forward. So I think too, another big thing with the hostility might have been that there was a big gap in time when you could order since there was a kind of a time period where my predecessor had retired, but we hadn't hired me on yet. So there wasn't as much sign orders being able to be pushed through. And then another big hurdle we had was when I finally got a contact at OC&E, their main contact person who had worked there for a long time, she kind of ran the sign shop there. She retired. And so they had about two months there where they had nobody in the position. So it was just employees trying to fill in here and there. And so we had a couple, I'm going to say maybe like five orders that got lost in that shuffle. So
yeah, not ideal.
Not ideal.
Well, you mentioned 2020 and kind of bringing the sign period into the 21st century. I guess first, what improvements have you made? Or if you want to just talk about the sign process kind of as it exists today, from like when the order comes in to when the park receives their shiny new sign.
Yeah. So when I had started here, we kind of had to make this quick Band-Aid solution, which was basically people would email me, but then I would put it into our management system that ComDiv uses so that I could kind of keep track of everything, because I was getting so many emails and trying to keep track of everything was just, it wasn't working. So I quickly moved everything I could over to our management software, and then I started working on a quick Band-Aid solution. So the forms that people use for ComDiv orders, I made it so that Signs has its own. And I started to send that out very selectively, so people would reach out to me. And you might have been one of those people that I sent out this link to that you could put in a sign order. Kind of to test it out and see what questions was I missing, what's working, what isn't. And so we had a couple, I would say about a month or two of testing that. And we actually now have an icon on the support portal under ComDiv that...
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It's got a great little beautiful icon and you can go there and order your signs. It's pretty simple. And I've kind of tried to phase out using the old forms that Tammy would use these for her ordering. I've tried to phase those out just because now my questions ask the things I needed to know. So it was getting a little redundant. So that's pretty great. And no more faxing orders. So now I worked with OC&E to make sure when I get photos in, I have to format them and downsize them and change up the orders a little bit to be able to send it to OC&E over email rather than fax. And I also have a price list now per square foot, which that was a big one. So now I can actually estimate cost, which I'm really excited about.
Excellent. So, and just to clarify for listeners, for anyone who doesn't know, when you say OC&E, that's Oregon Correction Enterprises, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We are, we work with them pretty much exclusively to create our signs.
Okay, cool. And they're kind of far flung, aren't they, out near
Pendleton? Snake River.
Yeah, they're kind of way out there, right?
There's a Pendleton one. They only do fabrics.
Got it.
The sign shop one is located in Snake River.
I see. And then I remember you telling me that you're going to visit at some point, or you have maybe kind of
yeah, meet the team. Yeah, we had a plan set up, and then yeah, the world exploded. So
Oh yeah, that's right. So, that whole pandemic thing.
So I had to cancel plans for that. But hopefully we can get out there and tour this facility and see how they do things.
Okay, so if I'm Ranger Matt out in the field somewhere, and I want to order a sign now. Let's pretend there's no pandemic thing happening. I'm sure we've all done that at least twice a day. I know I have. And so I want to order a brand new sign for my park. So then I go to the support portal, or the supportal, as someone called it the other day to me, which I love. So I go into the supportal, I fill out the form, and then what happens?
Yeah. So I immediately, well, first off, you'll get an email back that says like, thank you for submitting to ComDiv. We have a one size fits all response on that. So I can't change that. So if you're like, that doesn't make any sense. Well, limitations of technology. So you'll get that email confirming it came in. And then I will get an email saying I've got a new order. And then I have a step-by-step process where I look over the order, make sure everything looks correct. As far as I can tell, it's got all the information we need. I format your files so that we can send them over to OCE so they can start the design process. So they always print on demand. So there isn't like a big warehouse where we've got a million stop signs or like everything we order, they print when we order it. So that does limit the turnaround time a little bit. And it changes the price because they have to adjust material costs. So that price list I have is an average over a year of material costs. So they'll do the design process, and I've added in a few steps. I like to send the designs back to the park because a lot of the times I'll look over something and be like, yeah, that looks good. But then we send it back to the requester and they're like, well, that's great and all, but actually you need to go right, not left, to get to this area. And I'm like, oh, well, that's something I would have never known. So they look it over. You tell me if there's any changes. We do a little back and forth until the designs look good. And when we say it's one sign, it's usually never one sign. It's usually at least five signs. So then it goes back to Osini and I get a quote. So this is, the process is pretty cumbersome and it kind of drags its feet a little bit in here where the design's going on and then you get your quote finally and then we approve the quote. And I've been sending to parks their quotes so that they can approve the cost, know what they're paying for before it comes in. And once we sign it, then production begins and they ship it out. Now, when I started, I found this random, I had a couple files left over from my predecessor, and there was this file in there that I found that was talking about turnover time with OC&E. And it was something crazy like turnaround time from the time somebody orders to the time they get it. It was like 7 to like 13 weeks or something.
Wow.
Which felt really long. I was like, what? That seems crazy.
That's quite long. I agree. That's quite long. You are not crazy.
Yeah, and I was kind of confused. And in my experience, I have seen it go as good as a week and a half, where it was something like a priority rush order, like when Akola had the landslide. We designed those signs and got them out pretty quick, I think. And if I'm wrong on a week and a half, I apologize, but I think it was about then. Worst case scenario, I've seen about a month and a half for signs to get to where they need to go. And really, worst case scenario, the signs don't show up. They get lost in transit or something like that.
I see.
And that one's hard because I don't, parks haven't really traditionally been sending me back when they get their orders. So sometimes I don't know if they were delivered or not. And with OC&E, we've started requesting that they send us the shipping information so that we can try and get a hold of that. But it's been spotty. You have to remind them.
That's good. I mean, it's good that you have to remind the shipper to send you shipping information. That's good. But okay, so it seems like from what you've been telling us that you came into the program, you identified the issues and the problems, and then this is kind of the 2.0 version, I guess, that mm-hmm. we're at right now as far as ordering and delivery. Would you? I guess, is that how you would kind of describe it?
Yeah, it's the. I have some sanity.
That's good. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So 2.0 is Alexis's sanity. So then I assume you have more improvements that you're thinking of. Like what are your plans to continue to streamline and improve the service?
Yeah. So Jason always, he will tell this story, which it always makes me laugh because it's really funny to hear it told back to you, that I came into his office and I had like sketched out on a piece of paper, basically telling him like, hey, this isn't working. We got to do something different with the sign program. So I had my Band-Aid solution, which is what we have currently. But then on the other side, I was like, look, I don't know if this is possible, but this is my dream. And I had written out all this stuff and he just kind of looks at me and he smiles and he's like, I think I know the solution. So we are working with a company called PageDNA. And basically, we're going to make, we are now currently working on an online catalog for signs. So I'm really excited for this because it's basically going to function like a shopping cart, so you can find the signs you need. All the sign resources will be there, and basically you'll be able to add a sign to a cart. You'll have real-time price estimates. All the signs will have examples now. So when you're like, oh man, what's that sign that Smith Rock has? It's really great. It'll be there. And you can see they've got these standard signs. Each sign will have a description and info about that specific sign and how you would use it. It'll also allow you to edit signs. So there'll be signs like a day use sign where it'll say our park is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll be able to change those hours in there. Also cool, you can create signs now. So you'll be able to pick from a list of sign sizes, our standard colors. You can upload hand-drawn sketches too to the thing, and those will send directly to me so I can see them. And parks or MUs, really, anyone can create an account and be able to see all of your past orders and the ones that are in progress. So it'll have the shipping information and when you ordered it and how much it costs and all of that. So I'm excited.
Wow, that sounds awesome. So it's like an Amazon for signs, but you can also create your own sign from a template, it sounds like, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm hoping it's all going to work flawlessly. I'm sure there'll be some hiccups along the way, but this is what I've been told. This is what I'm shooting for, and hopefully we can make it just easier on everyone. And I think too, it's been hard because there is somewhere floating around an old catalog, but not many people still have it. I've got a few copies in my office, in my cubicle back in Salem, which I can't access. Shut off for me. But I don't know when that was produced, and I think it was produced by the Parks and Prison program, so it's older. But I wanted that in digital form so people could order and be easier on them. So yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like I said, that sounds perfect, essentially. So I guess the million-dollar question, and it's okay if you can't answer this yet, but how close are we to this new Amazon, Page DNA? How close are we to this new Page DNA online ordering thing being live for the parks?
Yeah, I think before the pandemic, I would have been able to give you an easier date.
Yeah.
Now it's been interesting because my job is so flexible and I get pulled into a lot of different things. I've had to adjust a lot, but I'm really trying to focus on this now because I had my meeting Monday with Page DNA to start this. So I'm hoping to have it done by the end of summer. But there is I've had to track down old sign files and find out our actual standards signs because I'm sure my predecessor had this all just memorized. but I don't, and I don't know which signs are our standard signs. And sometimes somebody will bring up like, oh yeah, that one sign design, and they'll explain it to me. And I'm like, I have never seen that before. so I had found old, they're basically CAD drawings, and I've been kind of ripping them apart and making the sign files. So every sign file you will see on the site, I had to remake it for the website because we didn't have reference files. So, yeah. So that's going to be one limitation that'll be hard. So I'm sure there'll be, you'll come on there and you'll be like, well, where's the sign that I know is a standard sign? Let me know and send me a picture and we can get it up there.
Cool. That sounds awesome. So, I have a little more insider knowledge than I'm letting on as the host of the podcast. So I just want to wish you good luck with all of this since I know how much work it actually is.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like what, 2 cubes from me?
Something like that. Yeah.
You're kitty corner.
Yeah. I can lob spitballs at you with a relative ease all day. So yeah, that's how I count proximity in cube land at headquarters. So that's all the really prepared questions I had, and I think you did a really good job explaining Page DNA and kind of the future of the program. So is there anything else, I guess, sign related that you wanted to just kind of leave people with, or?
I think that there's going to be a lot of changes coming in the future with it, and And I appreciate when people reach out to me and let me know, like, hey, this is how stuff can work better. I had somebody from Silver Falls reach out to me, and he's been giving me these really long, beautiful descriptions of like, hey, we could do this and this and this. And it's been so nice to have that to refer back to and get insight from the field of what works for you guys, because I don't know. I'm not out there every day, and I don't know what I don't know. Gene likes to tell me that a lot. You don't know what you don't know. So feel free to send me emails with ideas about really anything with the sign program. I think it can only improve from here. So I'm excited for its future.
I'm excited too. And I imagine a lot of our HQ and field staff are as well. So, well, I think that's a good place to end this. So, Alexis, thank you so much again for taking time. I know this has been a particularly crazy COVID-19 week for us. So once again, I thank you for sitting down over Skype here and talking to us about signs.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to Alexis for sitting down with me again virtually to talk about the sign program. I'm really excited about it. I think everything she had to say definitely piqued my interest, and I don't even order signs. So if I'm that excited, then hopefully some listeners out there are also equally excited, because Amazon for signs? That's going to be sweet. So I hope you guys enjoy that interview, but that about does it for episode 5 this week. Next time on the show, I don't have a guest lined up yet. It may be someone from leadership. Especially given the parks reopening all over the state and some of the communication we've been receiving from leadership about possible budget and staffing changes in the near future. So maybe I will float an interview request to leadership, or like in the past times, maybe they'll ask me to appear on the show. I don't know yet, but safe to say there will be an episode 6. It'll be the next week. So whatever the common parlance for that is, the next FYI week is essentially when the next episode will be out. So you guys can all look forward to that. And that about does it. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please stay well. Don't forget to wash your hands, and I will talk to you very soon.